All right, so welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going corporate.
Ooh, corporate.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at Kudlakberget.
Oh, okay.
No, Kudlakberget, right?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, so they're kind of a big deal in, well, we'll get into that. But we've got some excerpts from like a company profile document.
Right.
And, you know, at first glance, this stuff can seem, well, kind of boring. You know, it's like
Yeah.
the typical corporate speak.
Lots of jargon.
But actually, this kind of stuff can be super insightful
Absolutely.
because it reveals how a company thinks about itself.
Yeah.
And even more importantly, how a company views its relationship with clients.
Yeah, their values.
So let's dive in, huh?
Let's do it.
So right away, Kudlakberget hits us with these five core principles: client-centric, experience-driven, respect, integrity, and forward-thinking.
Okay.
It's like they're saying, hey, this is who we are.
Yeah, exactly. It's their mission statement, almost like this is what we're all about.
Yeah,
This
totally.
is how we want to be seen.
So first up, client-centric. They use a lot of buzzwords, you know, ultimate service, high quality, dependable.
Right.
But how do we know if this is genuine or just marketing fluff?
Yeah, you've got to be careful with those buzzwords.
Right, because everyone claims to be client-centric.
Exactly. But what caught my eye here is that they emphasize exceeding expectations.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just about meeting needs, it's about going above and beyond to wow the client.
Okay, so ultimate service means like bending over backwards to make the client happy.
Yeah, and you know, that might actually explain why their client retention rate is so high.
Really?
I was looking at their annual report and I think it's something like 95%.
95%? That's huge.
Yeah, so maybe there's something to this client-centric
All
approach.
right, so they're walking the walk.
Seems like it.
Okay, next up, experience driven.
Okay.
And they proudly proclaim that they're experts in their field.
Of course they do.
Right, but anyone can say that.
Right.
So how can a company actually prove that expertise?
Yeah, that's the real question, isn't it? Expertise has to be demonstrated, not just declared.
Okay, so what are we looking for?
Well, a proven track record for one sugar.
Okay, results.
Right, and specialized knowledge.
So like deep expertise in their particular niche.
Exactly. And maybe even some industry recognition, you know, like certifications or awards.
Okay, yeah, that makes
It's
sense.
like if you're looking for a surgeon, you want someone who's board certified, not just someone who says they're good with a scalpel.
Right, you want proof.
Exactly.
So it would be interesting to dig a little deeper into Kudlakberget's background.
Absolutely. See what kind of credentials they have.
Okay, moving on to respect.
Okay.
And Kudlakberget emphasizes respect for both colleagues and clients.
Interesting.
So why is that duality so important?
Well, because internal respect often translates to better external service.
So how does that work?
Think about it. If a company treats its employees well, if they create a positive and respectful work environment, those employees are going to be more engaged.
Right, happier employees.
Exactly. And happier employees are more likely to treat clients with that same respect.
It's a ripple effect.
Exactly. It starts from within.
Now, while we're on the topic of internal culture, they also highlight integrity,
Right.
and they specifically say they stand behind their work.
That's a big one.
So what does that mean in a practical sense?
Well, for me, standing behind your work implies accountability, taking responsibility for outcomes,
Even mistakes.
especially
So
mistakes.
if they mess up, they own it.
Yeah, they make things right for the client no matter what.
Okay, so that builds trust
Exactly.
because actions speak louder than words.
Right. All the integrity slogans in the world don't mean much if a company doesn't actually follow through.
Totally. I've had so many experiences where I felt like a company was just paying lip service to these values.
Oh, I hear you.
So what would make Kudlakberget different? What would actually convince us that they genuinely live by this principle of integrity?
Well, you'd want to see transparency in their dealings for one.
Okay, so like clear communication about everything.
Yeah. Exactly. And a willingness to address challenges head on.
Not sweeping problems under the rug.
Right. And you could look into their track record. Do they have a history of resolving disputes fairly?
Yeah, that would be a good indicator.
Absolutely.
Okay, finally, let's talk about forward thinking.
All right.
And they talk about a commitment to new solutions.
Of course.
But isn't everyone trying to be innovative these days?
Right. It's a buzzword for sure.
So how does a company actually cultivate that forward-thinking mindset?
Well, a truly forward-thinking company isn't just following trends, they're anticipating them.
So they're ahead of the curve.
Exactly. They're investing in research and development.
Okay, so they're not afraid to experiment.
Right. And they're constantly adapting to meet evolving client needs.
So they're listening to their clients.
Absolutely. That's crucial.
So how can we tell if Kudlik Baird is actually walking the walk when it comes to innovation?
Well, if they're stuck in their ways, relying on outdated methods and resistant to change, that's a red flag.
Okay, so we're looking for signs of stagnation.
Right. You want to see evidence of their commitment to innovation. Like, are they exploring emerging technologies? Are they actively seeking client feedback to improve their offerings?
Those are good signs.
Yeah, those are the hallmarks of a company that's genuinely looking ahead.
So to sum up, we've got these five principles: client-centric, experience-driven, respect integrity, and forward thinking.
Yeah, a pretty solid foundation.
It's interesting how Kudlik Baird is using these principles to shape their company culture. But as we've discussed, it's important to look beyond the words.
Absolutely. These principles, if genuinely embraced, can be a powerful driver of success.
But it's ultimately up to each individual to decide if Kudlik Baird truly lives up to these ideals.
Exactly. Do your research, ask the tough questions, and see for yourself.
Well said, and that's what this deep dive is all about, giving you the tools to think critically and make informed decisions. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, everybody.
Bye.